we have two very special guests who I believe are right around the corner right now. Gray Ballinger and Angus Van Boysikem are coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, they will be talking about the People's Pub in Chatham, New York, here in the lovely Columbia County up north, right off of Route 66. You will find the lovely village of Chatham. The former Pint of Grew pub, the Welsh pub there, was bought by Gray Ballinger and Angus Van Boysikem. I think I'm saying his last name right. Will is the manager. Well, they'll come in and clarify exactly what's happening there. We're going to interview them and find out exactly what's happening on Main Street in Chatham, New York, these days. Gray Ballinger, Angus Van Boysikem, right?
That's good enough.
All right, so you guys get right up on your mics there, and we are going to rock and roll and get right into it. People's Pub in Chatham, what is going on up there? What happened? You guys just opened? Do you want to just take it?
Yeah, we're about 2 months in now at the formerly the Pint o' Grew on Main Street. And it's been a great experience for us all. And we really hope to talk a little bit about what we're doing there today.
Yeah, it's been fun. The community has been amazing. They've embraced us. They've greeted us warmly. And been busy.
Oh, yeah.
Been
oh, yeah. The town of Chatham's been just great. Both of us had, prior to about maybe 6 months ago, been away from this area, which we really did call home for the majority of our lives. And being back, it's been inspirational, and it's been just nostalgic on so many levels.
Totally. Coming home, hanging out with my good friends, and coming back to Chatham and seeing all these people. Oh, there we are.
There you are.
A little far away from the mic there.
Yeah, this is
seeing all the people that we grew up with come in and show their support and come in and enjoy themselves with us. It's been really, really great.
Awesome. So 2 months in, you bought the business from Tom.
Mr. Tom Hope.
Hope? He doesn't have a funky last name with no vowels in it?
No, but he's a very funky, interesting guy.
He is.
Yeah.
I remember the old Pint of Grew. Me and Patty used to go up there after soccer sometimes, and funky little place.
Oh, yeah. A lot of soul, a lot of character.
Yeah.
A lot of culture.
So did you keep any of the decor is what I want to know.
Well, we
found the Raven. Is the Raven still up there, or did you get rid of the Raven?
We it's in a safe place.
Okay, good. So you didn't get
Raven.
Rid of it.
Oh,
it's
no,
just not up above the bar, above the liquor right now, with feathers falling off of it, looking extremely spooky.
No, it's not. You haven't been in yet, have you?
No, I haven't. Okay. We were supposed to connect maybe last week,
right.
And I just couldn't make it up to Chatham.
Well,
because I live down south of here, and I was just...
Okay, we owe you a little context. Design-wise, the Pint o' Grew was, it caught our eye, and it certainly made an impression on, I think, every single person that walked through its doors. And one of the main focuses of the minor renovations that we did do was to retain a lot of the soul of its original establishment. And so... Yes, the Raven may be gone, but the walls are still there. The lights are still there. And a lot of the little bits and pieces of the original place that I think people have grown accustomed to seeing are there, and others in different form.
Yeah, we fell in love with the bones of the building. We had our vision, and we saw what the space had to offer. And we made minor changes. We got rid of the Raven. Sorry, Karen.
What about the armor? There was like a dude in armor or something. What happened to that thing? Have you been trying it on?
I've been trying it on. I've been spending a few hours a day working with that broadsword.
Training vigorously.
Training, yes.
That's right. In the spirit of Tom Hope. Okay, let me back up a sec. Just What's the address? It's right on Main Street.
It's
right?
36 Main Street.
36 Main Street.
Yeah, right in the main drag of Chatham.
Chatham, which is a very short Main Street. You got the Crandall Theater right there. Is there a brewery there now?
There
where
is.
The ice cream place used to be?
There is a brewery.
I remember they were opening. There's they were doing Chatham some brewery. Tasting before they even opened, and I just stumbled in there and then stumbled out of there.
It's a great place to stumble into. We definitely have stumbled in a few times ourselves.
Many, many times.
And we're good buds with all the brewery guys, and we love working with them. We're actually planning a beer dinner with them. It's going to be four courses paired with four of their special beers.
When's the date on that again?
It's going to be October 17th. Definitely going to be – it's going to be an opportunity for our chef to kind of flex his guns and have a lot of fun. And an opportunity for us to partner with our community and our neighbors at Chatham Brewery. So super, super exciting event. And I'm looking forward to it because it's our first really beer-oriented event. And I'm kind of a beer guy.
Okay.
Angus curates our beer list.
So you're the beer guy. You're not cooking?
I'm not cooking. He's mainly drinking.
You're mainly beer. Drinking and making sure everyone else is too?
Yeah, indeed. Good. And just making sure that the ship is running smoothly as well, that we're sailing smooth.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. You guys are like taking on a lot by opening a pub and restaurant. And I hear you're doing music too. Is that true? Coming up,
we are humbly so. We want to offer a weekly program where only one night is without live music. Now we're not trying to rock out here or go all night or anything like that, but we want to offer, for instance, Wednesday, we have half-price bottles of wine. It's our Wine Wednesday, we call it. It's great. You come in, you can get a $50 bottle of wine for $25. You get the picture. We have live jazz Wednesday, Thursday as well. Friday we'll have a band, something a little bit more lively and upbeat, and Wednesday as well.
Cheers are going for it. And Mondays are closed.
Mondays we are closed.
We don't want anyone just stumbling up that way tonight, which I probably would have been able to do. But so Mondays are closed. Otherwise, it's Tuesday through Sunday. You're trying to do music almost every single night, sounds like, except one.
Just about.
That's amazing. I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, we also spin a great vinyl collection. Yep.
So I've been hearing a little bit about the vinyl.
Thought so, you might want to.
Did you get a sound system in there?
We inherited a very competent sound system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does the job.
And you have records.
We have a great turntable.
I heard that you have a record by Rodriguez.
We do.
Is this true?
It is true.
And I think we should play a Rodriguez song.
I think that would be in order.
Would that be okay?
We'll take the Sugar Man for sure.
Take a little break here. The documentary is called Searching for Sugar Man. It's about an artist named Rodriguez who kind of slipped through the cracks nobody knows much about.
Oh, great story.
But man, have you seen the documentary?
I have. I have. I actually saw Rodriguez live a couple of years ago.
Oh, really? He's still playing?
He was. I don't know if he's still on tour.
Amazing.
But it's an incredible story, and everybody should, if you haven't watched it or heard his music, you should definitely look into it.
And okay. Well,
we definitely play Rodriguez on vinyl quite often at the club.
Okay. On vinyl, Scratch and Collar. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. You're very fuzzy, but I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, fuzzy wuzzy was a bear. So, you got some questions for these amazing proprietors of the Chatham Pub? The People's Pub in Chatham.
Yes, first I'm really excited to go to the People's Pub in Chatham. I've heard a lot about it, and I can't wait to be able to have dinner there sometime with live music. That makes it even better.
Thank you. Thank you for lending us your ear.
Yeah, I have a question about the menu.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if you have gluten-free options.
Absolutely. We have a bunch of gluten-free options, and we're also open to working with our customers through our servers and through our staff to make items on our menu gluten-free for those of you that are gluten-free. So definitely.
Something that we should note is that most, if not all, our dishes are prepared daily, many of which come straight from the garden. Basis to basis, we can easily accommodate a customer just by, communication from the server up to the chef on the spot.
Oh, wonderful. That's so great to have a friendly kitchen. And do you guys have a garden that you're working with and farms that you're working with?
We do. We have quite a few very, very local partners. Where we source our food. One of them is Kinderhook Farms. Another one is Liberty Farms. And then our sous chef actually has his own farm, which is pretty awesome, called Heart Springs Farms.
Elijah Gardner.
So our chef goes out on a daily basis and goes to these farms and picks produce, gets proteins for our daily service, which it's pretty special. And it's also pretty special to have these farmers coming in and showing their support. And they sit at our chef's table, which I'm sure Gray will love to talk to you about. but it's special to have that local aspect to our business and to be serving food that we can really be proud of and happy to serve to you all.
Wow. What's the chef's table?
So... one of the core, basically pillars of our offering in food is the idea of an open kitchen, and this stems from our love of home cooking and our belief that an open kitchen is a transparent kitchen, is a friendly kitchen, is a clean kitchen, and the chef's countertop is. It's basically two pieces of...
Our friend actually helped us build it, Mari Samstutz. He's a woodworker, and it's cherry and walnut. And
Marius, you better be listening, and you better have it tuned to WGXC down in that hot as something elementary school you're working on in Partition Street. Anyway, big shout-out to the Allen Street Elementary School workers right now.
But it's a special piece of wood, and
it's absolutely gorgeous.
It was made by one of our friends, so it's kind of, like Gray said, a pillar to our plan. And it was something we discussed when we were visiting the Pint of Grew before we got in there, was the need for an open kitchen and the need to be transparent. And we want people to know how their food is being prepared, and that we want people to see... the care and love that goes into every dish we send out.
Yeah. And in addition... Oops, sorry.
So is the kitchen, like, within an open space with the rest of the restaurant so that it's, like, a more homey feeling, like you're in the kitchen with the chef?
Or at least you can see what's going on back there.
Absolutely. Okay. For those of you who are familiar with the... previous space, the Pinto Grew, you'd remember that the kitchen was enclosed. It was in its own private room with walls. So we basically took those down. We opened it up. We made it so people could sit right at the chef's counter while he prepares your food, while he maybe perhaps has a conversation with you or any one of you.
Yeah, and if you're lucky and chef takes a liking to you, you might... sorry. This mic, I got to get close.
Yes, close and personal.
Chef likes to send out a couple tasters here and there, and a couple special things that he's working on, just to get the feedback from you.
And we would encourage you to come by and try sitting at the chef's countertop. Our chef is Chef Curry Kilmeyer. He's a great guy on so many different levels, and he would love. For anybody there to come by and strike up a conversation about food or anything that you see.
Oh, awesome. Oh, man, I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. And let's go to the People's Pub. Yeah, thank you for calling, and let's go to the People's Pub. Not tonight, because they're closed on Mondays, but sometime soon. Okay.
Hello?
Yep. Are you there? Okay, I think she may have hit the, what's the reverse mute button. Caller, thanks again for calling in. The number again, 518-828-0290. We're talking to Gray and Angus about this amazing new pub in Chatham, New York, helping Chatham just take it to the next level. And also just about the food. Like, I remember Pint de Grue was a little bit limited, you know, especially when they first opened. There was, like, the grape leaves and rice and, like, maybe some wings. And there was, like, a few things you could order. I didn't go there very often, but I remember the food was very limited. So did you have to do a lot of build-out on the kitchen? Did you have to get, like, a hood and, like, commercial stuff and, like, grills? And, like, how much craziness did you go to actually redo the kitchen?
I love talking about build-outs.
Well, ironically, the only thing that we actually did not need to get new was the hood.
Yeah.
Everything else we cleaned out of there. The previous owner had a very fine frying machine, some stoves.
That's right, yeah.
For those of you out there looking for kitchen equipment, give us a shout.
So wait a minute. You have a frying machine available?
We do. We have two. We do.
Massive piece of equipment.
Yeah. There's a lot of zucchini floating around the two counties right now. Like, zucchini season, people are probably looking for stuff to do with it. Buy the fryer and deep fry that stuff.
Well, you're clearly an intelligent man who knows his food, because we've been offering deep fried stuffed zucchini flowers on our menu for the past 3 days.
There you go.
Amazing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But back to the build out, the kitchen was limited to just fryers and microwaves. So gave us an opportunity when we got in there to. I mean, the first thing we wanted to do was run gas to the kitchen. We needed some flame in there, and that was something our chef definitely requested.
Yeah.
So we ran some gas to the kitchen, and we brought some BTUs into the building.
Bring the BTUs
to the kitchen.
Yeah, I guess you kind of need gas in the kitchen to really do it up. Yeah, so do you guys do burgers?
We do what many of us may term the finest burger around. And I say that humbly, and from a guy that loves burgers. I love tasting different burgers everywhere we go. We have one burger. It's simple. It's affordable. And it comes with a great array of upgrades if you so choose to get a little bold.
Yeah. And again, just to touch on our quality, it is Kinderhook Farms beef. And it is just like, you taste the quality in that hand ground.
Yeah, we grind this ourselves in our own kitchen. I mean, you can't get fresher than that.
Yeah.
We do have a caller who she states just yesterday went to the People's Pub, and I think she wants to share her experience.
Whoa. Awesome.
Caller, can you hear us? Caller, are you able to hear us right now?
Yeah.
Hi. So who's this?
Hi, so my name is Irena, and I have been in People's Pub a few times, and yesterday I had this great experience with gluten-free tasty duck tacos.
Duck?
I really encourage people to go and taste it.
Ah.
Wow, we're so happy to hear that, Irena.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And to tell too that they have very good organic food.
Good. Did you sit at the chef's table and get to talk with the chef, or did you get a different table?
No, I needed to get a different table because I had seven other people with me. So we came with a group of people.
You got a big table with a lot of room around it, probably.
Yes. And we had very, very nice servants there who was smiling a lot and really very good service. I can encourage people to come to the People's Pub.
So, duck tacos.
So, maybe Angus or Gray can tell more about that.
Yeah, I'm glad duck was brought up. That's definitely something that we spoke about while we were talking about our plans to open the People's Pub, and it's something that's become a big part of our menu is Muscovy duck, which is a special type of duck. It's a little less fatty than that traditional duck you would get at anywhere else, and it's a little more steak-like. So we've come up with some of the best duck dishes I've ever tasted. And I'm proud of our duck dish that it is regularly on our menu. And I'm glad you enjoyed the duck tacos, because those are also a really special taco offering.
I love duck, too, and I think I'm probably going to get that as soon as I get up there to the People's Pub. And I'm wondering, Irina, was there anyone at your table who got something else that was a big hit? Anyone else, any other dishes that you could recommend that you had yesterday?
Yes, our people really love the burgers, and they get this delicious French fries.
Fan of our French fries.
Triple cut.
And I heard about the homemade pasta, but unfortunately, yesterday we didn't go for the pasta.
Okay.
So
thank you, guys, and good luck to you. So I am now going.
Thank
Bye.
You for
Thanks,
your
Irina.
Phone call, Irina. We really appreciate it. That's Irina calling in, the number 518-828-0290, loving the duck tacos, and apparently the burgers were a big hit, and the fries.
And the fries.
And she heard about the homemade pasta. Is this true? Are you just saying you make the pasta?
No, we make one pasta dish. Our chef... he boils and needs the noodles daily. So every dish you get, pasta-wise or otherwise, truly, will be created that day. And we range from our own homemade pesto with basil that we grow ourselves to a heirloom tomato and Parmigiano in a white wine sauce.
Okay.
I think our pasta is one
I'm
of our...
I'm hungry.
Our pasta is one of our most special dishes, because I watch our chef make it every single day, and while he's making it, I can see the zen in his eyes. Like,
he has
this
like
is
a glint in his eye?
A glint. A nice glint.
Yeah, inner tranquility.
This is something that he truly loves to make.
It.
Yeah, he truly
you
loves
know what?
To make.
We got to say his name.
Chef Corey Kilmeyer.
Maybe you had said his name and I wasn't paying
attention.
Yeah,
actually. Well, there's a few people we got to shout out before that comes to an end.
So Corey Kilmeyer, obviously you're killing it right now up at the People's Pub. Making that pasta with the glint in his eye. I like the sound of it.
A zen-like glint.
Yeah. As he talks to the people hanging out at the chef's table, made out of cherry and walnut by Marius Amstutz, to the tune of Rammstein in the background in the shop, perhaps, or listening to the afternoon show.
You wouldn't be surprised.
You never know. So, you know, this all comes full circle that maybe the Monday afternoon show had a little bit of a hand in influencing something about that chef's table, because maybe he was listening to the show as he was putting the counter together. All right, I'll just stop right there and say, Marius, good job, buddy. This all just sounds so... I want to hear more. I want to hear about your musical plans. I want to talk about the upstairs. Is it still open?
It's
sort of.
Not
maybe,
quite
maybe
open.
Maybe in the future?
For yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about the upstairs. I want to talk about more of the decor, see what else you kept from Tom.
Let's talk about the cat. The stuffed
let's
cat.
Talk about the stuffed cat. And wasn't favorite. There an owl? Was there an owl somewhere? Like owl something? Maybe not. I'm thinking raven. Gray and Angus from the People's Pub. We need to talk beer. I looked on your website and there's like 52 beers on tap. Okay, maybe not that much, but you guys like obviously are into the beer situation right now up at the pub. You want to talk a little bit about what's going on with that?
Definitely. I think we're offering one of the coolest lists north of New York City, and it's been fun for me coming back to New York from Portland and being able to curate this list. And it's also been fun trying to focus a little bit on the local breweries, because there's so many awesome breweries in upstate New York, and there's more opening. It's made my job very, very easy, bringing in some really special, different beers. And we're not limiting ourselves to New York beer, but definitely focusing on New York beers. Some of the beers you'll see at the pub include Suarez Family Brewing, which is right down the road. Sloop Brewing, also right down the road. And these are just some of our favorite beers. I mean, we were recently
of the finest beers in the country, really.
We were recently over at Sloop, me and Chef. And, I mean, we didn't have a bad beer there. And it's this beautiful farmhouse brewery. And you just couldn't ask more from
Livingston? Livingston, Columbia
exactly.
County?
Yeah.
Represent.
Representing.
And we've, something that's core to our philosophy in general, whether it be food or drink, is to be able to offer the very best of local product. And Angus has done a really good job, a great job, at just combining what we would consider to be just domestic beer and the finest ciders. And that goes, you know, we got a couple
selection.
IPAs. We have one IPA on Nitro from California. We had a stout from Maine. We have Chatham Brewery from across the street. And we also, and this is really cool, we have three different wines on draft.
Yeah. It's, like I said, it's been fun being able to curate this list. And it's been fun having wines on tap. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Just because it's really neat being able to offer a really quality wine on draft. There's definitely a learning curve explaining this to your customer that, you know, this is actually a quality product.
It's not a big box.
Well, essentially, it is. It is a big box.
Box wine has come a long way, I've been hearing.
It's a very large box.
And speaking of taps, we should mention that our friends over at the Hudson Brewery, one of the owners of which is a craftsman by the name of Will, who actually makes for customers all over the world, they're brilliant. They're masterpieces of art, and they're tap systems. And we have this beautiful bronze tap system on which we pour these beers. And we're happy to be able to showcase that, too, as just an example of local craftsmanship.
Yeah, totally. Will's got the touch. That dude knows about his plumbing. Spent many a long working man lunch with Will and his cousin over here in Hudson over the years.
I've had a working man's lunch with him as well.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. Sometimes they go to like 4 and then you look at the time and it's like, well, maybe we should just not go back to work at this point. But anyway, big shout out to Will from the, what's it called? Hudson Brewing?
Tapped Beer. And he Hudson also Brewing. Is Hudson Brewing.
So you get, there's these breweries all over the place. This is amazing.
Our area, our region, upstate New York, you know, we're coming from other cities, other states, and we see it as a renaissance. And I think that anybody with a little context and perspective will see the same. I mean, this is the place to be right now. I don't see anybody rushing off to New York City.
Yeah, not only the beer, not only the beer scene. There's also this spirit scene that is a thing.
You guys have
in
liquor
the Hudson Valley. We do have spirits.
Full license.
You got the liquor license. So you got any little bit of local distillery stuff? Are you looking into that? We got one right down Route 9 here that just popped up.
Definitely. One of my favorite local spirits is Hill Rock Distilling, based out of Ankrum.
Okay.
Beautiful farm. They grow all of their ingredients on their farm, and they distill some of the most brilliant spirits.
This is a great whiskey, and it's from right down the road. They have the distiller from, what is it, Maker's Mark?
Maker's Mark, yeah. I believe so. Yeah. And every single batch is a taste test batch. So they don't have computerized systems. Someone is actually literally tasting the spirit as it comes off the still. And getting that perfect, area.
And you know, this product isn't cheap, but it is local, and we do want to offer it. So we do our best to, regardless of what it costs us, accumulate the very finest of local offerings, whether it's food, spirits, beer.
Loving it.
And music.
look out for our version of an old-fashioned with Hill Rock Distilling bourbon.
Hey, what do you say? People's Pub in the house. Angus and Gray, you guys have been very, very much making me hungry and thirsty. But I'll get up there, not tonight because they're closed, but the People's Pub, Main Street in Chatham. You can go to what? peoplespub.com.
Peoplespub.com.
Com. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a very limited website, but that's just less is more. That's
but you
philosophy.
Have a beer menu on there.
We have a link
that's
to
not limited.
Menu. Not at all.
Not no. limited at like, all.
You have to scroll down for that stuff, man.
Not only that, if you're interested, check us out on Instagram and Facebook as well. We okay. are there.
Yep.
Just under the People's Pub.
I remember the upstairs. I just want to say, I remember going up there. They had a pool table. I think they had like giant elk or something.
Smoking on. License.
Do you, yeah, you could smoke, and then you could also open the window and lean out the window if you needed to smoke like cigars or something yeah. that were like really smoky. Or yeah, it was like sort of renegade up there on the second floor
yeah.
for a while.
It was the Wild West for sure up
it
there.
It was, and there's yeah. like giant animals, like buffaloes. Did you... Keep the animals.
All the taxidermy we kept. We're huge fans.
You guys are
enthusiasts.
Awesome
if you
to keep the taxidermy.
My dad actually asked me on a regular basis. He wants us to sell it because it's cluttering up our upstairs. Because there's a lot of dead animals up there. Yeah.
A lot of dead animals up there on the second floor. But you know, maybe they'll come into play and serve their purpose somehow.
Maybe we're thinking.
You gonna do something up there?
Maybe a huntsman room.
Yeah, we are. The upstairs is divided into two spaces. Two-thirds is the sports room with the pool table, and the one-third is beautifully crafted, handcrafted, it could be a small event space, spillover yeah. for downstairs. But what we do ultimately want to do in the larger of the two spaces is we want to give something for the people. We want to give something for the people that the people can enjoy year-round. And what does this mean? It means... enhance on the pool table. Put a dartboard
means
in there.
Giant leather couches.
Giant leather couches.
That was our plan.
And big screen or two yeah. televisions on which we can watch games.
TV.
Sports.
Or perhaps the Democratic debates.
Or any kind of...
Because
exactly.
So
it'd be perfect for all that. And that's kind of what we hope to develop over the next couple months.
That sounds really exciting. People's Pub and Chatham. I can't wait to get up there, you guys. I know you guys have to go. We're closing in on 5 o'clock. Any last shout-outs, chef, your
yeah,
staff? It
yeah,
sounds like
yeah,
you guys are killing yeah. it.
Thanks, Kieran. We just want to thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And a huge shout-out to Chef Corey, Chef Elia, partner Tom, and I think speak for both of us, both of our amazing families that have supported us, and they're in
yeah.
there every day helping us out, and obviously the community and all the beautiful people.
And the people's team.
People's team.
We have a great team, and... they've become a family.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a song from Marius Armstutz, crafter of your black walnut and cherry chef's table, which is so dope. And it turns out he was listening to the Monday afternoon show.
No doubt.
Thanks, Marius.
While making
Thanks, Marius.
The chef's table. So that is so great. You got a little revolutionary theme going up there, People's Pub? Does that come from, I'm thinking probably not Stalin.
Not in the communistic sense.
Not in communistic.
Not in that
just more
political
the people.
Sense.
Just the people are the people.
Yeah, in,
okay.
in the rawest of form.
Yeah.
We are the people. It's not a political statement. It's
okay. Do you have a logo?
We do.
We want everyone to feel welcome where
yeah,
we're at.
Yeah.
You know,
you
we wanted to embrace our community, and
yeah.
we wanted everyone to enjoy themselves at the People's Pub. We didn't want to outcast anyone.
Okay.
So... anyone who comes in.
Great band, by the way, but sorry.
You're welcome.
anyone who comes in, Gray and Angus, I want to thank you so much for joining Monday
Thanks,
afternoon
man.
Show.